with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting reaction today from a supporter of Donald Trump who was once a GOP presidential candidate to the Democratic nominee for president. Vivek Ramaswamy says Kamala Harris has backed failed border policies.
From one kid of legal immigrants to this country to another, my message to her is shame on you. Shame on you as somebody who should know better, as the kid of legal immigrants who came the right way, as countless others wait to do in this country, to say that you're supporting illegal mass migration into this country.
Ramaswamy also called for Harris to tell voters her policies, just like Donald Trump has. A national rail shutdown hits our neighbor to the north.
A strike by Canadian rail workers could have a significant impact on the supply chain, not only in Canada, but in the U.S. The walkout has shut down both of Canada's major freight railroads.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tells CTV he does not want to have to force the Canadian rail companies and their employee unions into binding arbitration.
It is in the best interest of both sides to continue doing the hard work at the table to find a negotiated resolution.
One of the railroads, CPKC, utilizes rail lines in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. The Supreme Court has rejected a Republican push to block more than 41,000 Arizona voters in the presidential race, but in a 5-4 vote, the nation's highest court allowed some regulations barring people from registering to vote if they don't provide proof of citizenship. The justices on Thursday acted on an emergency appeal filed by the state and national Republicans that sought to give full effect to voting measures enacted in 2022. This is SRN News. The DNC is going all in on transgenderism.
The party's 2024 platform has a large section devoted to its belief that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man by a sheer act of will. The Democratic Party vows to, quote, vigorously oppose state and federal bans on gender-affirming health care. That refers to states which have outlawed sex change operations on children. The platform also promises to fight efforts by parents to remove pornographic books from school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson has certified an abortion amendment for the November ballot. The measure would enshrine in the Constitution a 1999 state Supreme Court ruling that found the constitutional right to privacy includes the right of a woman to receive an abortion from a provider of their choice. This is SRN News. Germany is introducing new laws on driving and cannabis use, which are already stirring controversy.
It's not hard to check a driver's alcohol level, and there's clear guidance about how many pints of beer or glasses of wine will put you over the limit. But it's more complicated with cannabis. You have to test a driver's blood, and it's not clear how long the drug remains there or how long it affects one's cognitive abilities. Germany's Society for Traffic Medicine says don't drive until 12 hours after smoking cannabis or 24 hours after eating it, but regular users may need to wait several days before they're below the new legal limit.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss reporting. A local official says armed men killed at least 13 farmers in an attack in north central Nigeria. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack that occurred in the state of Niger on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.